Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Haitians in Ohio.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
I'm Claire Roth. Late last week, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration has the authority to retract temporary protected status, or TPS, from Haitian and Syrian immigrants. The program is meant to help people from countries that have experienced violence, natural disasters, or other unsafe conditions. Now, thousands of Haitians living in Ohio could be deported in the coming weeks and months. WYSO's Catherine Mobley has been following the story from Springfield, where an estimated 12,000 to 15,000 Haitian immigrants live. The administration originally issued this order to rescind TPS status for Haiti and Syria in February, but a federal judge put a stay on it as the case made its way to the Supreme Court. So remind us what the administration's reasoning is behind this move.
Bottom line, Claire, the Trump administration is saying TPS stands for a temporary protected status, focusing on the first word, temporary. The Department of Homeland Security maintains conditions in Haiti have improved since it was originally awarded TPS, which that would have been back in 2010 when there was a devastating earthquake. The Department of Homeland Security is saying things have improved and it is safe for Haitian citizens to return home. Meanwhile, the State Department has a level 4 travel advisory warning Americans to avoid the country because of widespread gang violence, kidnapping, civil unrest, and a poor healthcare infrastructure. So you're hearing two different sides of the coin from the same administration.
And now thousands of refugees in Ohio have to grapple with what a loss of temporary protected status will mean for them and for their families. What have you heard from that community on the ground in Southwest Ohio since this decision came down?
There is a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. I spoke with Rose Joseph, and she works with the Haitian Support Center in Springfield. And she was explaining how the ending of TPS for Haiti has now created a humanitarian crisis for her fellow countrymen.
We have a lot of families on the TPS, and people will not be able to work to provide for the family, lose the capacity to pay for their rent. And one of my biggest preoccupations is for families, because a lot of families will be divided.
On Friday, Governor Mike DeWine went on PBS NewsHour and he expressed disapproval of rescinding this legal status.
And I've consistently said this. This is bad for Ohio. This is a job killer for Ohio. It's a job killer for Springfield. It's not good for our state.
What do we know about the economic impact of this decision on Ohio and perhaps Springfield specifically?
Claire, in the early 2000s, the city of Springfield was rapidly declining in population and in industry. So the city leaders focused a lot of investment building up the healthcare system with the new hospital, Clark State University. They built new facilities, but it needed workers. So around 2013, 2014, city leaders and Ohio leaders, they reached out to immigrant communities. Now, there are critics who accuse the Haitians of taking jobs away from Americans. However, when I spoke with local manufacturers, they said these openings had gone unfilled for months and sometimes years. And so they welcomed the Haitian immigrants who came in and were willing to work these jobs. As a result, Haitian TPS holders contribute an estimated $91 million into the Springfield economy. On Wednesday, July 1st, work permits connected to the TPS status of the nation of Haiti, they will be invalid. Looking forward, now these communities are trying to figure out how are they going to continue supporting these individuals.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.